My name is Stacy. I'm a family medicine physician working in New York City. I've been involved with the paid sick leave campaign for a while, particularly because I believe that it's a public health issue. I think most people in the medical community, nearly everyone in the medical community, understands this as a public health issue. And I think that sometimes you hear debate about whether or not business issue or what we should be looking at, but I think that as a physician and as just a citizen living in New York City, that health should be the most important and primary issue in this. I think it's a public health issue for New York City, given that we all take the subway, we all work in very close proximity to each other. There's a number of different industries in which you really want the people working in it to be healthy. The restaurant industry is one. Recently, there was a hepatitis A outbreak in North Carolina in a restaurant in which, as someone cooking the food, who's probably quite sick from hepatitis A, obviously couldn't take the time off of work. That's something that can be transmitted to anybody eating that food, and particularly waiters and waitresses, people who are going to be handling your food, delivering your food, putting their hand on the glass that you're going to be then drinking of. If they can't afford to take time off of work and they've got the flu, that's an illness that's going to be transmitted. And we've already seen H1N1 virus outbreaks and things that really have big implications in particularly crowded cities like New York. I've worked with a number of patients who have really suffered because of not having paid sick leave. I've had patients who work in places like restaurants, and they work in childcare, they work in home health care. These are people who work in industries in which it's very important to be able to be healthy when you go into work. Flu is a virus that's transmitted by touching hands with someone, sharing the same pole in the subway, being in close proximity in a crowded city like New York, where we're constantly in close spaces near each other, riding the subway together. This is a disease in which someone should stay home when they're sick with the flu, but we find that patients are unable to stay home, even when they've been instructed to by their doctor because they can't miss the time off of work. Patients of mine have come in very sick, and I've told them that they need to take time away from work, both to get themselves better and both to protect others around them, and they've told me absolutely they can't. They can't afford the time off. They live paycheck to paycheck, and a couple of days of missed work without pay would be devastating for them. They often would like to, and they simply can't. I often see parents bring in their children whose conditions have gotten worse because of the fact that they were unable to take the time off, and they have not been able to be brought in to the doctor because their parents were unable to take the time off of work, and parents have come in very distraught that they wanted to take their kid in sooner, but they didn't have office hours available to them. And there are a lot of conditions like asthma in kids that can be well controlled by seeing a doctor early, and often parents end up coming in an urgent care situation or having to take their kids to the emergency room because they've let the situation go on so far. I just want to talk about this as often as possible from a health perspective because I think that that's paramount. And I think as a physician, I just want to be out there spreading the message that it's very important for my patients to be able to have time off from work when they need to and have time to get better.